This real-life lore video is sponsored by the upcoming film, An Inconvenient Sequel. You've probably heard news at some point in your life that the Earth is warming, and as a result, the Arctic ice is melting. There is no debate that Earth is warming up. The planet's average temperature has increased 1.1 degrees Celsius since 1880, and 16 out of 17 of the hottest years ever on record have been since 2001. NASA estimates there is a 95% probability that this current warming is a direct result of human activity since the mid-20th century, and 97 out of 100 actively publishing climate scientists agree that human activity is extremely likely to blame. As a result of this, ice around the world is melting and raising the planet's sea levels. The oceans already rose by 6 centimeters during the course of the 19th century, but they rose by 19 centimeters during the 20th century, over 3 times faster than they rose during the previous century. NOAA estimates that global sea levels could rise by up to 2.5 meters by the year 2100, which would have devastating consequences. If this happens, entire island countries like the Maldives, Marshall Islands, Kiribati, and Tuvalu will be submerged beneath the ocean and cease to exist. Their entire populations will have to be transplanted somewhere else, and this will create a situation in which hundreds of thousands of stateless people will have to find a new home. 150 million total climate refugees from around the world may exist by 2050, and by 2100, that number could rise up to 2 billion. People, 18% of the global population at that time. But in an even worse case scenario than this, however, what would happen if all the ice on Earth melted? If all the ice on Antarctica, Greenland, and the world's glaciers melted into the ocean, it would raise global sea levels by an incredible 68.3 meters. Such a catastrophe would take 5,000 years at the current rate of ice melting to happen, but it would severely alter the geography of our planet. In North America, Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, and most of San Diego and Los Angeles would be underwater. San Francisco would be an island, and San Jose would be destroyed by the waves. The San Francisco Bay would greatly expand in size to completely swallow Sacramento. The Gulf of California would expand so far north that Palm Springs would become a coastal city, while on the Atlantic coast, the ocean would expand to swallow the cities of Corpus Christi, Houston, New Orleans, the entire state of Florida, as well as the entire state of Delaware, almost all of Long Island, and the cities of New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and Boston. South America would also be severely flooded with two new inland seas existing on the continent, and the cities of Buenos Aires, Montevideo, and Rio de Janeiro would all be underwater. Europe would be one of the most devastated areas in the world. The entire country of the Netherlands would be underwater, and so would nearly all of Denmark and half of Belgium. The British Isles would become more of an archipelago, and London would be totally buried beneath the sea. Northern Germany would also be entirely underwater, including the city of Berlin, and Venice in Italy would have long since been reclaimed by the Adriatic Sea. Istanbul would also be underwater, the Crimean Peninsula would become the Crimean Island, and the Black and Caspian Seas would be connected with one another, which would mean that Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and Azerbaijan would no longer be landlocked countries. Africa would perhaps be the least severely affected continent, but Egypt would be severely damaged by having both Alexandria and Cairo going underwater. The Persian Gulf, meanwhile, would swallow the entire countries of Qatar and Bahrain, and the city of Baghdad. India and Pakistan would be badly damaged, but the entire country of Bangladesh would cease to exist in this catastrophe. Hundreds of millions of people would be underwater in China, including Beijing and Shanghai, in addition to the cities of Seoul, Pyongyang, and Tokyo. Australia would be home to a new inland sea, and finally, Antarctica would become more of an archipelago. But unlike the Antarctica of today, this Antarctica would likely be habitable and easily colonizable by future humans. So what can we do to prevent this nightmare future from happening? Reducing humanity's usage of fossil fuels is perhaps the best way at mitigating our warming climate. These following countries produce at least 75% of their power from renewable energy resources like solar, wind, and hydropower. Global investments in renewable energy rose by 57% between 2008 and 2015. The European Union alone more than doubled its renewable energy production between 2000 and 2013. And recently, 195 different countries signed the Paris Climate Accord, in which they all agreed to cooperate in combating global warming. While the stakes have never been higher, we are close to seeing a true energy revolution. If you want to learn more about climate change and want to take action yourself, then I strongly encourage you to go watch the upcoming film, An Inconvenient Sequel. Watching the film is taking action, and it goes into far more depth than I ever could in a short YouTube video. The film will be released in New York and Los Angeles on July 28th, and will be released nationwide on August 4th. Please go to the description below for more details. Be inconvenient.
Watch the water splash off the city. This is global warming.
I felt so scared. Sorry.
Despair can be paralyzing, but this to me is the most exciting new development. We're seeing a tremendous amount of positive change. The basis is there, but it's still not enough.
If you enjoyed what you just watched, then I hope that you'll subscribe to my channel for future videos by clicking here. You can visit my Patreon if you'd like to support my channel directly and receive some cool rewards. And I hope to see you on next Friday for another new real-life lore video then.